Before I do any call roll? Okay. Pursuant to the provisions of the proclamation of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, the 2007-8 fourth extraordinary session will come to order. Pursuant to Section 9150 of the Government Code, David Valverde, Acting Secretary of the Senate, Tony Beer Jr., Sergeant at Arms, and Paula Rosetto, Minute Clerk, are in their respective places. The Secretary will now call the roll.
Onestad, Ackerman, Ahlquist, Ashburn, Batten, Calderon, Cedillo, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, Duchaney, Dutton, Flores, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Kehoe, Kuhl, Lowenthal, Machado, Maldonado, Marguette, McClintock, Migdon, Negrete McLeod, Oropesa, Padilla, Parada, Ridley Thomas, Romero, Runner, Scott, Simidian, Steinberg, Torlakson, Vincent, Wiggins, Weiland, Yee. Mr. President? Resume,
there's a quorum. Yes. The acting secretary presumes that there is a quorum present. With that, Senator.
Can you give me?
No, not yet. She will. Do you have your script up there? So you would start with
19. Hey, it's different. Members, we will now be led in prayer by our Senate Chaplain, Rabbi Mona Alfi, to be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Parada.
Good afternoon.
Oh, did you want to?
Please stand.
I think they're all standing. We pray to the Holy One, the Creator of us all, the one whom our founders look towards for inspiration and guidance. May the Holy One offer us wisdom in our endeavors, success in all of our worthy pursuits, and may we be strengthened by our sense of purpose in serving the people of our state. And let us say, Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Secretary will now read the proclamation by the Governor.
A proclamation by the Governor of the State of California. Whereas an extraordinary occasion has arisen and now exists, requiring that the legislature of the State of California be convened in extraordinary session. Now therefore, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Governor of the State of California, by virtue of the power and authority vested in he, by Section 3B of Article 4 of the Constitution of the State of California, do hereby convene the legislature of the State of California to meet in extraordinary session at Sacramento, California on the 6th day of November 2008 for the following purposes and to legislate upon the following subjects. 1. To consider and act upon legislation to address fiscal and budget related matters. 2. To consider and act upon legislation to address the economy, including, but not limited to, efforts to stimulate California's economy and create and retain jobs. 3. To consider and act upon legislation to address the housing mortgage crisis. And 4. To consider and act upon legislation to address the solvency of the unemployment insurance fund. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the great seal of the State of California to be fixed 6th day of November 2008. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Governor of California.
There is a motion by Senator Parada to organize the Senate. Senator Parada, you are recognized.
You've noticed that we have a new sound system, but it's going to have to go back. We can't afford it, but enjoy it right now. I realize that most of you are completely baffled by why we're here. You know, no sooner do you get out, they pull you back. Let me first resolve, and then I'll tell you why we're resolving. Be resolved that by the Senate, the State of California, the Assembly thereof concurring, that the joint rules of the Senate and Assembly for the 2007-08 regular session as set forth in Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, except Joint Rule 51, 54, 55, and 61, and the provision of Joint Rule 62A requiring that the notice of a hearing of a bill be published in the Daily File, shall govern relations between the Senate and the Assembly for the 2007-08 fourth extraordinary session. But Acting Secretary, do we have to take any action there?
We're taking up SCR, Senate Concurrent Resolution 1 by Senator Parada, relative to the joint rules for the 2007-08 fourth extraordinary session.
Senator Parada?
Did I just do that?
All right, well, at this point, we can go ahead and do, without objection, the oaths of office will be deemed administered to the officers of the Senate. Secretary, please read the introduction of SCR 1 and give it its first reading.
Hi, Senate Concurrent Resolution 1 by Senator Parada, relative to the joint rules for the 2007-08 fourth extraordinary session.
There is a motion by Senator Parada to take up SCR 1 without reference to committee or file. Senator Parada?
Ask for an aye vote.
Is there any discussion or debate? Secretary, call the roll.
Onestad? Ackerman? Alquist? Aye. Ashburn? Batten? Calderon? Aye. Cedillo? Aye. Ogdill? Corbett? Aye. Correa? Cox? Denham? Duchaney? Dutton? Flores? Aye. Harmon? Hollingsworth? Kehoe? Aye. Kuehl? Lowenthal? Aye. Machado? Maldonado? Aye. Margett? Aye. McClintock? Migdon? Aye. Negrete McLeod? Aye. Oropesa? Aye. Padilla? Aye. Parada? Aye. Ridley Thomas? Aye. Romero?
Aye.
Aye. Runner? Scott? Aye. Simidian? Aye. Steinberg? Aye. Torlakson? Aye. Vincent? Wiggins? Aye. Weiland? Yee? Yee, aye. Cox, aye. Hollingsworth, aye. Duchaney, aye. Correa, aye. Ackerman, aye. Harmon, aye. Ashburn, aye.
Machado.
Cogdill, aye. Runner, aye. Weiland, aye.
Machado.
Machado, aye. Denham, aye. Dutton, aye. McClintock, aye.
Ayes 36, no, 0. The resolution is adopted.
Madam, I want to clarify that that tax increase was for 18 months, not just 1 year. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, if there is no further business, Senator Parada, the desk is clear.
Okay, first of all, I want to acknowledge the fact that the supervisor-elect of Los Angeles County, Mark Ridley Thomas, is birthday today.
Senator Parada, if I can add, I understand that the supervisor-elect is also enjoying a birthday today.
Yes,
as well.
He stepped on my line there. And there will be celebrate cake and ice cream, balloons and funny hats in 211 as soon as we're concluded. There will be a Democratic caucus with adult beverages in the Maddie Lounge immediately following this. Not the cake, so I get the order correct. Here's what I expect and anticipate. We are going to recess the session that we just opened, and as best I can tell in conversations that I've had with the governor, the discussions about what will be done with the proposals that he has made will be managed and handled within the confines of Big Five. It has become very, if you saw the press conference today and if you've seen what he's handed out, it is a very aggressive proposal in four areas. And I believe in talking to most of you, you would agree that the deficit seems to overshadow everything else, considering it's $11.2 billion by their estimation in the finance office. We cannot, we've just found this out this afternoon, we cannot take any action later than the 23rd of November, which happens to be on a Sunday. I don't know who's playing in what kit. Well, Bay Area, we don't have any professional football teams. Because the changeover has to occur with the Legislative Council computers, and it will take them a full week to do it, the last time we can take action without massively screwing up the next session is that Sunday. So effectively, we've got 2 weeks. And I will know probably the five leaders are going to get together tomorrow morning. The governor has not yet called the Big Five. I was hoping to punctuate the urgency by having an immediate meeting, but I guess that was wrongheaded. I know some people are confused by the holiday that some people have on Monday for Veterans Day and other people have on Tuesday. But I think we would be well advised and well served by working through as fast and as hard as we can. But it is not, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but having you around is really not necessary. When we have something to get accomplished, which requires a vote, we will then call people in. But this is only going to get done pretty much the way they tried to do it in Washington when they were doing their work. We just do a blitzkrieg and see what we can accomplish. Now, I suspect that there will be some people who believe that that violates the open public process, and given what I've been told, I'll live with that. So that's all I know right now, and the Assembly will do whatever they're going to do, but we will be meeting tomorrow morning. We'll have a much better idea, and we will communicate with you forthwith as best as we can at that time.
Senator McClintock, did you, is recognized? Okay, excuse me. I understand we are having technical difficulties.
With our new equipment? When are the absentees going to be finished? I want to know when the absentees were done.
But on that note,
I will come and help. I understand the question, Senator.
And I would just add, better luck in Washington. Let's go ahead and acknowledge Senator McClintock. We don't yet know what the turnout will be, but we will bid you adieu wherever you go, Washington, or if you go back home. Let me also acknowledge we have Senator-elect Desaulniers just waiting in the wings. It's not time yet, but welcome. And let me also acknowledge a newly elected to the State Assembly. He was there earlier today, and he learned about how we are much more orderly. He's in the rear of the chambers today, and that's Assemblymember-elect Bob Blumenfeld. So welcome to the legislature. Unless there's any further discussion, Senator Perotta, the desk is clear.
All right. We will adjourn upon the call of the chair.
The Senate stands in recess.
We have cookies.